Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I said the campaign was grounded in my love for our country. Just last week, my mother, a first-generation immigrant, got to vote for her daughter for president. Only in America. I am filled with the gratitude for the outpouring of support we've received from all across our great country. But the time has now come to suspend my campaign.
We've got former Senator Jim Talent on the phone this morning. Jim, how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thank you.
Yes. So that was the Nikki Haley bite we all waited for yesterday, and she's now bowed out. And I'm just wondering if you think she damaged her brand by staying in that as long as she did.
Well, I think a lot depends on what she now does. I think she should endorse President Trump, and I think he should make it as easy as he can for her to do that. I think now is the time to pull together and start talking, and Trump is doing a good job of this, about how bad things are under Biden with the border and the economy and crime, and by the way, how good they were under Donald Trump. And I'd like to see her go out and make a few speeches to that effect. I think it would be very helpful for her brand.
We've been speculating. I mean, I haven't heard Donald Trump speak about her yet, but we've been speculating that he'll come out and say only nice things about her now that she's no longer an opponent. But I just can't envision that some of what she said won't be featured in the ads that are going to start popping up from some of these political action groups that are supporting Joe Biden. I mean, she said some pretty nasty things about him.
Yeah, and I'm quite content if President Trump's opponents tell people how bad they think he is, and he's talking about how good things were while he was president and how good things can be again if he gets elected, because I think that's going to be the powerful issue in November. I think most voters want to hear how things can get better because they're hurting now. So I think that's how I would deal with that. If I were him. And as I said, I mean, he gave a blistering speech about Biden's policies the other night, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
What are your expectations leading into tonight's State of the Union address?
I think Biden is probably going to pass the very low bar that was set in terms of delivery. He's going to talk a lot about spending money on different things. He's going to go from having claimed for 2.5 years that the border was under control to saying it's out of control and it's the Republicans' fault. And what I don't know, and I imagine the White House is furiously working on the text right now, is what he's going to say about Israel, because he's really caught. In other words, he's under enormous pressure from the left to attack Israel, demand a ceasefire, et cetera. So I literally think they're changing that wording right now, trying to figure out some way he can walk a careful line.
I bet they are, because in the state of Minnesota on Super Tuesday, no one won 11 delegates. Right? I mean, there was enough of a protest vote against him that 11 delegates went to no one, which was one of the options on the ballot.
Yeah, and I mean, he's desperate politically. And, you know, we were talking about brand. So think about what this means in the Middle East. Okay, now these are shrewd players. So the Saudis, for example, are, you know, because of the way he's handled the Saudis, just unbelievable. I mean, he said during the last campaign, He wanted to make them a pariah state. He delisted the Houthis from the terrorist list. And so the Saudis started talking with the Iranians and the Chinese. And now they're going to play him for everything they can get from him because they know he's desperate. And I think they're going to give him nothing. And I mean, our reputation in the Middle East now is in tatters because we've been trying to suck up to Iran, and everybody's saying, why would you do that? So we're unreliable. I forget who said this a few years ago, but we're unreliable as an ally and pitiful as an enemy. And that's what they think in the Middle East because of Biden's policies.
Yeah, very much so. You know, I don't have a lot of time left. I probably shouldn't ask this question, but I saw one of the liberals on MSNBC yesterday say Nikki Haley's loss is a terrible day for the Ukraine. Do you look at it that way?
Well, first of all, if Haley had won the primary, they would be saying she was another Hitler. I mean, we all get this, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think the House is going to and the Congress is going to figure out a way to pass a bill with Ukraine aid, with aid for Israel, with aid for Taiwan, and with some measures to help the border. I mean, they're working on that now. Mike McCaul, who chairs the Foreign Affairs Committee, expressed some confidence the other day they could get it done. I mean, it's hard, but I think they'll get it done probably after they finish up the appropriations bill and the budget.
Yeah, it'll be I hope they get something done on it, just not the way they did it before, for sure.
Right.
Jim, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Yep. Appreciate that. Good luck staying awake tonight during the State of the Union address. How about that?
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.